So welcome everybody to session number two of Making the Most of Your BrailleSense 6 with Sight and Sound Technology. My name is Stuart Lawler and I'm joined this evening by my colleague Sharon Lyons.
Hello.
Hello Sharon. And Sharon is joining us today to help with raised hands and chat and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of which, if you would like to get involved in tonight's session and ask questions, and we hope you will, you can raise your hand by pressing Alt and Y or activate the raise hand button if you're using a mobile app, or you can type in the chat by pressing Alt and H, and we'll check in with Sharon every so often to see how it's going. Mm-hmm. For the next three weeks, really, we're going to spend time looking at features in the BrailleSense 6 user interface. But interestingly, the one we're going to look at tonight, you won't have just yet, because it's in the firmware that's about to be released, the updated firmware. And I know people have been asking, when is it being released? And we've asked the same thing, when's it being released? I'm told it's imminent. Just in terms of, for some context, I'm told there was a delay because they needed Google certification or Google approval for something that was being done under the hood. And that took some time, but I'm told it is imminent. I wish I could tell you what that means. I don't know, but, you know, I'm kind of guessing in the next little while. And I know that's very vague, because how do you quantify that? But what we are going to show you tonight is the podcast app, which is new, which you will get in the update. And we hope it will be of use. So I think I've seen somebody coming from the waiting room, but Sharon has that in hand. So thank you, Sharon. So I'm going to share my screen and it will share my BrailleSense audio. And I know we had somebody here last week who was a sighted trainer and was saying, I'd really like to be able to see the screen as well, which is a really good point. So we are going to share the screen tonight. And tonight it's all about, as I said, podcasts. So let's share the screen, first of all. Let me just share my BrailleSense app. And we have now started screen sharing. Let's hear everybody. Hope everybody can hear the BrailleSense 6.
File manager.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect, Stuart.
Thank you, Sharon. I always still say Polaris, but it is, of course, BrailleSense 6. Now, the podcast application, and you may have noticed this when Jenny was whizzing through the main menu last week. She was exploring, if you remember, the media menu. And in there was an application called Podcasts. And what the podcast application does is essentially lets you download, listen to, and subscribe to podcasts. So we'll go through all that and how you might do that. There are a couple of different ways. So let me press the letter M to go to Media.
Media Player.
So this is Media Player, and I'm now going to scroll down to Podcasts.
FM Radio. Podcasts.
And there's Podcasts. So Podcasts is after FM radio on the menu list. I'm just going to mute my jaws because I'm getting some notifications that are telling me when people come in and out. Okay, perfect. Apologies for that. So let me press enter on podcasts.
Creating feed list. Feed list creation complete. Feed. 60-second science 140 list item.
The first thing that happens when you open the podcast app is that it creates a feed list. Now, Hims have helpfully built a feed of podcasts they believe are reflective of the assistive technology industry, the blindness community, but also mainstream stuff as well. Although admittedly, a lot of the mainstream stuff is very US-based. So there's 40 podcasts here that they have put in. You don't have to listen to all these or go through them by any means. And indeed, you can delete ones that you don't want. But let's just very simply scroll through these for the moment.
ABC News Update 240 list item.
I'm down arrowing with space and dot four.
Against the odds 340 list item. Blind Bargains cover art 440 list item.
I know the Sight and Sound podcast is in here because we gave them a load of money to be nice to us. We didn't really. But if I press the letter S.
Science in Action 2240 list item. SenseCast 2340 list item.
There's SenseCast. That's Hims' own podcast, presented, of course, by Jenny Axler.
Sight and Sound Technology Podcast 2440 list
and there's
item.
The Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. So this is how I go through the feed list. Now, if I want to find out what's inside a feed, so let me just back up one because I'm tired of looking at the Sight and Sound Podcast, to be quite honest with you. Let's go back.
Sensecast 2340 list item.
I want to look at Sensecast, and I'm going to press space with dot 4 and 5 or the tab key, or indeed F3 would do it as well. It's always interesting, I think, when you talk to people about the tab key. Do you press F3 or do you press space with dot 4 and 5? And I think long-term Braillists will always say, I press space with dot 4 and 5 because I don't want to have to take my hands off the Braille keyboard. Always curious to hear people's take on that. So let me tab.
Updating feed. Episode. Sensecast episode 3 not downloaded 1-3 list item.
So there are three Sensecasts in this feed at the moment, three episodes. Episode 3, it says, is not downloaded. So it lists them with the most recent first. If I press scroll down with space and dot 4.
Sensecast episode 2 USB audio accessories not downloaded 2-3 list item.
I might have a listen to that one in a minute. USB audio accessories, but I kind of want to know what it's about. So let me press space with dot 4 and 5 again, or tab, and that will bring me to the description.
Description. In Sensecast episode 2, Jenny multi-line edit box.
So this is a read-only edit box. We can read it with our standard reading keys. I'm going to do enter and G.
In Sensecast episode 2, Jenny explores several USB audio accessories that can be used to record with Braille.
Okay, and I'm going to stop that. I'm going to shift and tab to go back.
Episode. Sensecast episode 2 USB audio accessories not downloaded 2-3 list item.
Press enter to download this.
Start content download. 0.
I have a...
Content download complete. Play. Time. 0:00.
Hymns.
Before edit box. Okay. Play button.
I just pressed spacebar to stop that. So the podcast was downloaded. It downloaded very quickly. You may have heard a few percentage counts there, but it was so fast. On my Braille display, I had a whizzing percent indicator. And then the podcast started playing immediately. So that podcast is downloaded and it plays, if you notice, within the podcast program itself, or the podcast application, I should say. Okay. Let's go back to our, let's exit out of our feed here by pressing space and Z.
Saving downloaded files. Downloaded files saved. Podcasts.
Sorry, I could have
creating
pressed space.
Feed list.
I could have pressed space.
Feed
and
list
to go
creation
back.
Complete. Sensecast 2340 list item.
I'm on Sensecast. I want to delete some of these other ones though, because I don't want them all. So I'm going to go back to the top of this list with 1-2-3 chord.
60-second science 140 list item.
I don't know 60-second science. I suspect it might be the type of thing that Sharon would be interested in, actually.
Possibly.
we might come back to that, Sharon. You could subscribe to that and tell us all about it next week. You won't be here next week. Anyway, so let's delete it for the moment. It's probably not something I would listen to.
Delete feed? Yes, prompt button.
And I pressed space and D to delete feed, and I'll press enter.
Deleted. ABC News Update 139 list item.
Definitely interested in that. I want to know a bit more about what it's about. So I'll tab into this again with space and 4 and 5.
Updating feed. ABC News Update not downloaded 1-1 list item.
And this is a bit like some of the BBC podcasts where they only keep the most recent podcast in their feed. So ABC News Update just has one. Let's download it and get a bit of ABC News. So we press enter again.
Start content download. 0.
And it's downloading.
Content download complete. Play.
It's going to start playing.
Time. 0:00.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House.
Okay. So that's ABC
description.
News.
The latest headlines episode. ABC
and
News
I'm
update.
And tabbing back space with B.
Feed. ABC
and
News update.
The ABC News feed. Okay. So you've got the idea of sort of what to do there. Let me now show you the menu bar for this podcast application. So we'll press F2 or space and M would do the same.
File pull down menu.
And we'll go into the file menu. Let's press enter.
Import OPML dialog menu item.
You can import OPML files, which are files that contain RSS data or RSS feeds. So if you have an OPML file that you have exported from another client, you can import that. And I have to say, it's not using OPML files, not something that I do a lot with. There may be people on this call who are more familiar with that, in which case that might be of interest to you. We go down arrow.
Export OPML dialog menu item.
And you can export your file to an OPML format if you want, your RSS feeds.
Podcast search dialog menu item.
Podcast search, we'll come back to that in a minute.
Clear downloaded files menu item.
Clear downloaded files. This allows us to clear the downloaded files that we've just downloaded. In this case, episode 2 of the SenseCast and the news podcast that we just downloaded, ABC News podcast. We could clear those. But I will show you in a few minutes where those files live on your device.
Options dialog menu item.
I want to go in here to the options for a sec just to show you what's available in the podcast options.
Options dialog. Download. Download and play 2-3 list item.
So this is like the Bookshare app. If anyone has played with the Bookshare app, there's a very similar option in the Bookshare app. What do you do when you want to download something? Do you download and play, or do you just download? Or there's another option here.
Download and play with media player 3-3 list item.
Download and play in the external HIMSS media player. So that would not use the podcast app as the player. I'm inclined to think that what I'm actually going to change this to is the first option.
Download only 1-3 list item.
I think I just wanted to download only, and then I'll go and manually get those files a little bit later on. Although saying that, if it was a large RSS feed and I wanted to download a couple of shows, that might be tricky, and you'll see why I say that in a minute.
Show progress on Braille display. On 2-2 list item.
So this is an option to show the progress on Braille display. Now, they download it so quick, the progress was almost meaningless to me because I could barely keep up with it. But so you can turn this on or off.
Confirm button.
And there's the confirm button. I'm going to save those changes because I want to switch off my download autoplay thing.
Feed. ABC News update 1:30.
Okay. Let's talk about searching for podcasts. So let's go back into file.
File pull down menu.
Go down to search.
Import OPM. Export OPML dialog. Podcast search dialog menu. Clear down. Podcast search dialog menu.
There is a shortcut key for podcast search. I can't remember it. And as with many things, I suppose, on Polaris and BrailleSense 6, as they bring in more and more utilities and shortcuts, very hard to remember them all. So, of course, it's a useful command to remind everybody about. 3-6 chord will always remind you, or will always tell you, rather, the shortcut.
Shortcut key, S hotkey dialog, enter S.
Enter and S is the shortcut to search for a podcast. So let's press enter here.
Podcast search dialog menu item.
Now I'm in the search dialog. So
clear downloaded files menu, podcast search, podcast search dialog. Podcast search site iTunes 1-3 combo box.
Okay, when I pressed enter there, it didn't for some reason open the search box. I'm not sure why. Now, we're in a combo box or a list box of three engines or podcast searches that we can use. The first one, of course, is iTunes, probably the one that people might use mostly. It says podcast search site, and then it says iTunes. If we down arrow,
podcast search site, digital podcast 2-3 combo box.
Digital podcast.
gpodder.net 3-3 combo box.
gpodder. I am not familiar with either of those two. So I'm going to go up to iTunes.
iTunes 1-3 combo box.
And I'm going to tab.
Search mode. Category mode 1-2 combo box.
There are two search modes we can use here. If you just want to browse and see what's around, you would probably use category mode if you don't really know what you're searching for. But you can also go down.
Word input mode 2-2 combo box.
And there's word input mode. I'm going to go for word input mode because I want to search for something from RNIB here in the UK. So I'm going to tab, or in the UK, not here in the UK. I'm going to tab.
Search word edit box.
And I'm going to just type in RNIB. And I'm going to tab.
Searching. Result list. RNIB Tech Talk 111 list item.
Now, RNIB Tech Talk is actually in the feed list already. So no point adding that. It is one that comes with your Braille Sense 6 by default. Let's go down to see what else is here.
RNIB Connect to 11 list item.
RNIB Connect.
Read on the audiobook show from RNIB 311 list item. RNIB Vision Magazine Podcast 411 list item.
Let's go for the RNIB Connect. Let's go back up to RNIB Connect.
Read on. RNIB Connect to 11 list item.
And let's press enter.
Successfully added. Result list. RNIB Connect to 11
so
list.
It says successfully added, and then it brought us back to the result list. So we could add more. We could also multi-select in this list. So you can hit the space bar. So if you want to select a number of feeds and add them all together, you could do that as well. So let's close that with space and Z.
ABC News Update 140 list item.
Now there's 40 items in my feed. Let's see what we do, what happens when we press R.
Radio Diary 1740 list item. Read on. The audio revisionist history 19 RNIB Connect 2040 list item.
There we go. So there it is. RNIB Connect has just been added. If I tab into the list.
Podcasts, FM radio, podcasts.
Now my podcast app just spectacularly decided to close. So let's
creating feed list. Feed we'll list creation complete.
RNIB.
Feed SenseCast 23.
This is a live show, as they say.
Radio diary set revisionist history night. RNIB Connect 2040 list item. Updating feed. Episode Scottish Youth Parliament Haggy candidate Kerry Burke. Not downloaded 1400 list item.
This is a big feed. There's lots of stuff here. So I'm going to download a few of these because I want to show you why download only might not be the best idea.
Local stories of the Second World War and reflections on the Holocaust.
The
Scottish Youth Parliament Haggy candidate.
Parliament. I'm going to hit the space bar. I can't do that there. I can do that in feeds. Apologies. So let me download this by pressing enter.
Start content download. 0.
So I'm just downloading
5.
This at the moment.
Content download complete.
And I'm
Scottish
going to download.
Youth Parliament. New show. Stay home safari. Not downloaded 3400 list item.
Show,
start content
safari.
Download.
Downloading
0.
Dash.
Content download I'm complete.
Download one more.
New show. Disability. Georgianus Disney wish not down. Disability hate crimes not downloaded.
Let's 4. Disability hate crimes. We get
start content
more.
Download. 0.
And
5. Content download complete.
Okay.
Disability
so
hate crimes
ABC
partially played for 400.
I have a hymns downloaded and I have something from ABC News. I'm going to go back to the menu bar for a sec because we haven't finished exploring the menu.
File pull down menu.
We did explore all of the file menu other than the option to exit the application, which was at the very end after settings.
Feed pull down menu.
This is feed. So we'll go into feed.
Insert feed dialog menu item.
Now you can insert a feed for those people who know an RSS feed. So I couldn't tell you the RSS feed, for example, of the Sight and Sound podcast, but in a previous life when I worked for a different organization, I used to be able to rattle off our podcast feed. So if that was the case, you would type in or enter the podcast feed here and manually add it yourself because not every feed might be in the lookup searches.
Delete feed menu item.
You can delete feed. Well, that's the same as pressing space and D.
Insert feed dialog menu
and
item.
Insert feed. And that's all there is in the podcast menu. There's file and feed. So now.
Cancel. Episode. Disability.
I want to close out of podcast for a sec because I want to, as I said a few minutes ago, show you where they live and why download only might not be the best option and why I should probably change mine back. So let's close out.
Saving downloaded files. Downloaded files saved. Podcasts.
So it does seem to create some temporary, when you're downloading temporarily downloaded files, then it saves those downloaded files. So where do they save to? Let's go back to our main menu.
File manager.
And let's go into the file manager.
Flash disk 1-2 list item.
Into our flash disk.
Daisy folder 110 list item.
And we'll press P.
Podcast folder 910 list item.
Here's the podcast folder. So I'm going to press enter here.
ABC News Update folder 15 list item.
So you can see ABC News. Now let's press enter here.
ESP 7,536,701,051 MP3 11 list item.
That's the name of the file, but it doesn't really tell me what it is. I have ESP75367010051.mp3. But let's go to RNIB, where there are several.
ABC News RNIB Connect folder 7,962,862 MP313 list top.
I think that's the Scottish one, but I don't know.
7,963,056 MP323
so
list.
You can see why download only might not be an ideal way of doing things. And I'm not sure how the BrailleSense is managing the file names, but yeah, download only might not be the best way. I suggest maybe download and play, or download and play in the media player. Now, obviously, if we press enter on this,
7,900.
I'm going to open the media player.
Title, track 1, 7962866.
During the pandemic, it was reported that online hate crimes towards disabled people.
Pod.
Interestingly, that was the hate crime one, which was the last one we downloaded, whereas I thought that was the disability one. So, yeah, if you had a lot of files, this could get very unwieldy and take an awful lot of time. So bear that in mind, I think, if you're going to do this with podcasting.
Stuart.
7,962,000.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. The screen isn't actually refreshing. So I'm not seeing it moving around your BrailleSense here.
Oh,
I thought maybe it was just the podcast app, wasn't
it? But manager.
I guess it doesn't matter too much for our attendees.
No, but it's worth us looking into why that is.
File manager.
So we'll do that for next week, because there was someone who specifically asked about screen sharing last week. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. Okay, that's the podcast app. That's pretty much the good and bad, or good, bad and ugly of it. Although I think it's very good. I like it. I like the simplicity of it. Very much welcome any questions. And I suppose, as we've said about these sessions as well previously, we welcome any questions of a more general nature as well, if you wish. Just to say that next week, the focus is going to be languages. And we're going to talk a lot about downloading multiple languages and language switching. And of course, we're going to talk about language profiles, and we'll talk about Android and Vocalizer voices and how you can sort of easily switch between them. So if you're interested in languages, please come along next Thursday. But Sharon, I'm happy to kind of take any raised hands or questions at this point.
Okay. We did have something in chat. Eden was saying, has this update dropped? She saw something saying upgrade yesterday, but it said that she had the latest build.
Yeah, Eden, it hasn't yet. So when we, and unfortunately one of the problems that HIMSS had was that some change they made required them. My understanding, and I'm not a coder, is that there are certain things they can do, and there are certain things they have to go back to Google to approve, because they're more under the hood.
Right.
And whatever they did required Google's say so. And that takes a bit of time. So until Google give the approval, it can't be released, is my understanding. So I think we are very near to release, but it hasn't happened yet.
We need the man from Google to say yes, basically.
We need the man from Google to say, that's absolutely fine, off you go, pretty much, yeah.
Or woman.
or woman, indeed, yes. Any other questions about the podcast app? Is there anything anybody wanted to clarify? I should also mention that the app, the other search engines, the other podcast search engines, there are three in there. iTunes is the only one of the three that will allow you browse by category. So for the other two, you can just do the name search. So you would kind of need to know roughly what the podcast is called. And if anyone wants to raise your hand, we can unmute you. People are muted by default, but if you do want to ask anything, you can raise your hand and we will happily unmute.
Everyone's very quiet.
Everyone's very quiet, yeah. I suppose the other thing just to say about the podcast app is that, and I should have mentioned this actually when I was playing a podcast, when you play a podcast in the podcast app itself using its player, it behaves in the same way as the media player, that you can use the cursor routing keys to navigate forward and back. So, you know, if you press routing key, if you press routing key number 16, you'll be roughly 50% through the podcast. So it's a quick way to fast forward and rewind as you can do in the media player.
Okay. We did have one attendee who couldn't actually hear anything, Stuart. And I think they dropped off there. We were trying to figure out what the problem was. Hopefully everyone else, I think everybody else is okay.
Yeah, Zoom does have these strange, quirky things sometimes. So we do apologize for that. Sometimes it's okay.
We have a great question in chat from Stuart Dedman.
Yeah, I know Stuart well. He's a great guy. Another Stuart.
Like, they're all over the place. So is it not possible to change the location of downloaded podcast files?
No, not at the moment. Mm-hmm. Not now. That's a good feature request, though, Stuart.
On to Jenny.
Yeah. No, not at the moment. But that's definitely one worth saying to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a very new. I mean, we saw the podcast player first about probably beginning of September, so it is relatively new.
And we have a hand raised here. Kerry Greenfield.
Kerry is in New Zealand, Sharon.
Great.
Sharon's been to New Zealand a couple of times.
I have. I've got my auntie lives there, so any chance I get, I go to New Zealand, which isn't that often. But I'll just unmute you there, or you can now unmute yourself.
Yeah, you can respond to the request. Yeah. Hiya, Kerry. I think we have you. Yeah.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Yeah, the question I have is when you were saying they're in MP3s in the folder on the flash disk, so I imagine you can just copy them to USB or SD card if you want to?
Absolutely, or put them on your Google Drive. You can do whatever you want with them once they're on the flash disk.
That's cool.
You could rename them if you wanted at that point. Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kerry.
Thank you.
Anybody else for questions or comments or anything else they want to ask tonight, whether it's about the podcast app or any other general questions, anything that people may have sort of thought about after Jenny's exploration of the menu system last week, which was really aimed at people who were coming from the U2 who may have skipped the Polaris. It was a really interesting intro and overview.
Everyone's happy.
Well, guys, this has been a really quick session, but I hope people have found it useful. I hope you will get to experience the podcast app in the very near future when we get it released. Want to thank everybody for coming along tonight. Thank you, of course, to Sharon.
You're very welcome.
And we're back next week when we'll be talking about language profiles at 8 p.m. next Thursday. It's the 28th of October. So thanks, everybody, and have a nice evening. Or if you're in New Zealand, of course, have a great Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, thanks.